America, the home of the free. But there are people making plans to change America. They've no respect for her or what matters most to me. That's why I stand for the flag and I kneel at the cross. No, for the friends I have loved and lost in nasty.
Welcome to EA Truth Radio, brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com. I am your host, Dan Hennen. Today is June 28th, 2021. Our show will be about current events, specifically the events from last week. I'll talk about items that made the news that probably shouldn't have, and then I'll go ahead and talk about items that didn't make the news that probably should have. Keep in mind, this is a faith-based program, as always. We'll start out with a prayer. Father God, in the name of Yeshua Almighty the Christ, we humbly come before your throne and ask that you bless the airwaves and this show. Scramble all devices of the enemy and allow this show to go forth and reach millions. Thank you for giving us our audience, Lord. Please give them the ears to hear this message. Please be with each and every one of them where they are, while they tune into our shows. Bless each and every one of them. Ultimately, may thy will be done. In Jesus' living, powerful, active, and matchless name, amen. The founder and publisher of Eternal Affairs Media, Curtis R. Vizzelli, is a loyal member of Patriot Mobile and encourages you to mention his name. Patriot Mobile is the only conservative mobile phone carrier that will meet all your calling, texting, and data needs. You can get up to $600 off your bill annually when you refer friends to Patriot Mobile. Join us and fight for your conservative values with each call you make on their nationwide cell phone network. Remember to mention Curtis R. Vizzelli when you sign up for service. Well, this week was interesting. Got lots of notes of things that took place this past week. This is typically a 30-minute show. We can cover all of our bases pretty much here in 30 minutes. Newscaster April Moss made the news this week. She went on the air on her Fox Detroit CBS channel, I guess, and mentioned she was doing something with Project Veritas and mentioned it during her weather forecast. Well, she was threatened and then terminated on January 22nd. Her manager was Chuck Davis, and so she did a little clip live on the news that was not approved, talking about Project Veritas, and then she received a phone call from Chuck Davis that she recorded. She recorded the message. He basically told her how stupid she was, couldn't believe she did it, said that he's going to recommend that she get fired. He didn't know it was being recorded. That phone call later aired a day later, and she looks like a hero now. Chuck Davis does not look good for him. I'm not sure if he's still with the station. They were calling for his firing earlier on. She's going out there saying that CBS is basically a propaganda wing of the Democratic Party. Now, that quote is correct, but it's not 100% correct. It's all the networks. It's all the mainstream news. ABC, CBS, Fox, CNN. These are all part of the propaganda arm of the Democratic Party. All of them are. And I've been around some folks that like Fox News and think that they're good. Well, they are, I think, mostly good, for the most part good, but they are still a part of the problem. There may be some good journalists there, but Fox is not good, and you can't point out the fact that CBS is bad or CNN is bad. They're all bad, and so that's the point. April Moss did a very good job. I think she'll be very good with with Project Veritas and James O'Keefe and put together some very good interviews. But that was early in the week. Lots have come up since then. The U.S. government announced that they'd seized some Iranian website domains. Now, this was interesting. It didn't make much news, but that's how it came out from what I read. They seized some website domains from Iran. Interesting. Warren Buffett announced that he's quitting the Gates Foundation. This came out on June 23rd. He was serving on their foundation for charitable, nonprofit purposes, of course. We all know what that means. He left. Now, that's interesting. The timing is what is interesting. Now, Warren Buffett himself is another one of the deep state bad guys. He may do a lot of philanthropic things and donating things, but Warren Buffett is another one of these deep state guys. He's one of those individuals from his company Berkshire Hathaway. Remember on the morning of 9/11, where the towers came down, his group was supposed to have a big meeting of 300 people there. It was all switched to some other off-site location, I believe, and they were out of there. So he goes back a long ways into all of this Freemasonry, things like that, to secret societies. He comes off as a very good guy, but he's not. His interesting thing is the fact on June 23rd that he quit the Gates Foundation. Now, Bill and Melinda are getting a divorce. Gates Foundation is corrupt. The reason he bounced out of there is very interesting. And Gates' connection to the COVID and the jab are all very suspicious as well. The news came out this week of the Arizona audit is winding down. This will be interesting to watch as this comes through. This is the Arizona audit. What I see in mainstream news that this is false, it's a bad audit, it's corrupt, it's a bunch of people running it that want Trump to win. This is certainly not the case. This is the propaganda that we're hearing. But the folks running this audit want the truth to come out. Whether it's people running in the Senate races, in other types of races, this isn't about the presidential election. This is about corruption in the election as a whole. We already know that Maricopa County is part of that. And once this finishes up, we'll see similar type of audits, I think, going on in other states. 20 different states sent contingencies to tour this facility and to tour how they were doing it, as they are interested themselves in possibly doing something in the future. The thing to keep in mind here is that this could be the first domino to fall. What happens if Georgia goes next, or Pennsylvania, Michigan, some of these other items, and it'll be interesting how this comes out with they use the Dominion voting machines as well. So all these lawsuits going back and forth between the corruption and people are saying that it's made up and it's false allegations. We will see here when the rubber hits the road. Wuhan's Institute of Virology this last week was announced that they are a candidate for this award called the Outstanding Science Technology Achievement Award in China. Yes, a candidate for this award was the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Now that is very interesting, to say the least. John Podesta in the news this week. He was out there calling for Biden to release all the classified files on UFOs. Now, can you say distraction? Can you say the word distraction? Any kind of thing we hear here with UFOs coming out with declassified and things reaching the public, and you know, take that with a grain of salt, because those are typically distraction things from something else coming into the main focus here in the news and in the public domain. Especially when John Podesta talking for it means we should raise our antenna and our radar twice as high. When he comes out after not saying anything for a couple of years now, says, I think Biden should release the UFO files. There's your red alert. There's our distraction. Now, the very next day is when this condo collapsed in southern Florida, just north of North Beach, outside of North Beach. A 12-story condo collapsed onto its own footprint in the middle of the night, 1:30 a.m. It was captured on various video. People were stranded, people were lost, people were killed inside of this thing. It looked to me like it came straight down. I didn't see any explosions, any fireworks. They didn't say it was an electrical thing. They didn't say it was what the reason. There was no fire, no lightning strike. It just, strangely enough, came down. They're starting to say that perhaps it was a sinkhole that caused this, as a pool was next door. And some of the tenants were saying that it was odd that the pool was drained of water, thinking maybe a water main or something broke underneath, causing it all to be come down. Well, true or not, if there was a sinkhole, I purposely personally think that there was not the case. But let's say that there was. A building would not collapse like that. It would come down, but it would tip over, it would fall apart, and it would lean over on its side and come down. It would not pancake on each other, each of the floors, nice and straight coming down like it did. So another thing to think of when you watch the news, when you hear about this sinkhole, you can rule that out as another distraction. Another red herring for you to follow. Everyone's looking at this sinkhole and the concrete and the rebar and things like that. You must keep in mind, buildings don't fall that way. Buildings do not collapse that way unless it's intentional. So keep that in mind. Now this week, also, Peter Daszak. Peter Daszak, his EcoHealth Alliance corporation that we know that helped collaborate with Wuhan's lab in China. Remember now, it came out that Google was funding the research for the EcoHealth Alliance. This gets back into the vaccine, this gets back into the jab, it gets back into the Wuhan lab escape of this deadly virus, allegedly. This all came from them. So now we start seeing the same names come back into play. Peter Daszak, Google funding it, EcoHealth Alliance, collaboration with the Wuhan lab. It's the same people coming round robin. So that made news this past week. Now the mainstream media didn't spell that out as I just did here of where the connections lie, but that's what you, the listener, has to do and has to decipher to help separate the wheat from the chaff when we hear news stories like this. The mainstream media is going to give you nice bite-sized bits of information to easily swallow that call it news, but they're not going to give you the surrounding circumstances and the other things that tie into these things. Georgia, for instance. Georgia says it's going to have to clean up its database of voters that involves more than 100,000 obsolete names in the voter rolls. Now, this made news this week. They're going to do a little cleanup of their database because there's over 100,000 names that are obsolete, dead people, people that have moved, and they need some cleanup to be done. Here's the question. Why did this story come out now? Why did the story come out at all? And why aren't the voter rolls correct? The 2020 election that took place in November, the voter rolls should have been cleaned up prior to the election. Something as important as a presidential election every 4 years, those voter rolls need to be cleaned up. There's no excuse to have the voter rolls off by 100,000 votes. Absentee ballots, dead people, people that have moved that have not been cleaned up. So that's very interesting that came out. Now speculation is once the Maricopa audit gets complete, Georgia may be the next state and they may move into Fulton County, for instance, in Georgia. So my belief is when a story like this comes out, it's someone trying to get ahead of the storm, trying to get ahead of the story. If a Georgia audit comes out later and gets done and completed, and they said that, you know what, you had a bunch of voter roll information that was not correct, it was old, it was obsolete, they can now come back and answer and say, yes, we know that. We're planning a cleanup. In other words, that's old news. That's not a news story. The problem is that is news. They know that in Georgia, the election was falsified. Votes were flipped. and all of this other nonsense took place. So stories like that, you need to decipher why stories like that are coming out and why the timing of a story like that comes out. Remember, in each one of these states, Biden's win over Trump was very small, very marginal, not that big. And so if it's even if he lost by 1,000 or 2,000 votes or 10,000 or 50,000, all those are relevant, because when you see a story like this come out to say, you know what, we were off, we had some bad voter rolls in there to the tune of 100,000 that may be old and obsolete. That's your key number to remember. If you throw those out, Trump more than likely won in all these states. An expectation on future births was announced. Future births are expected to be down because of the COVID and the jab and the vaccine and virus. Now, the question is, why are babies going to be going down? Why would births be going down? Now, the question is this. Some are speculating that the vaccine is going to make men and women sterile after receiving the vaccine, or it's going to impact their ability to get pregnant. So we're going to see over the next 9 months, after people start getting this jab, birth rates will be going down. Now, this wasn't a study that came out. This wasn't a study that was released in a press release, because that gives foreknowledge, essentially, to the people doing this study by saying that the vaccines are bad. They are causing people to be sterile and whatnot. This wasn't the case. But the ads are, if you look up the business forecast for companies that make formula, baby formula for children, the forecast in some of these industries are projecting lower birth rates in about a 9 to 10 month period down the road. So forecasted volume that the companies will need to be putting on the shelves, to be stocking the shelves for baby formula, are coming way down. Now, that means forecasts are being done in this industry and they're way off of normal, way off, way low. That's your indicator. We don't need a press release to come out like this. It's the good anons out there that are taking snapshots and screenshots of some of these things that they see. For instance, formula, baby formula coming down. There's your indicator. And that's not a news article. That's not a news story. That's not a press release. It's industry. But those of you out there in various industries that relate to this, keep an eye on these types of things. That's pretty big news, I think. And that's noteworthy. Speaking of noteworthy, Canada and Saskatchewan, a schoolhouse discovered 200 dead bodies in this old schoolhouse. Old small schoolhouse in rural Saskatchewan. 200 dead bodies were found. I don't know if they're recently dead. I don't know if they're dead for 15, 20 years. I don't know if they're just skeletons from people that died 10 months ago or a couple years ago. Nonetheless, bodies were found. That was over 200. Now that's shocking. But the real shocking thing about this story, it's the second instance in a schoolhouse in Canada where bodies were found. This just came out about 4 months ago, where another school, old school, out of use, out of operation schoolhouse in Canada, and I think there was 35 or 40 children, bodies were found in this schoolhouse. Now it's 4 months later, a different news article came out, this time with over 200. That's the shocking thing. Number one, why is there any schoolhouse with bodies found? Number two, why is this the second? And number three, how many more are there like this? Very weird information. Now, The insurrection on January 6th, another video surfaced this last week. The video was a hidden camera that was turned on recording between some of the individuals getting ready for the insurrection and putting on fake MAGA hats, fake Trump hats. And these were anti-Trump people. These were anti-MAGA people. And the video showed them putting that on as a disguise to make it look like they could fit right into all these other people doing the insurrection. The video shows two men getting ready, and the goal is to try to blend in when you get there. Put your mask up, wear your mask over your face so they can't see who you are, wear Trump red-colored caps, outfits like that to show that you're a supporter. Remember, the insurrection was done on purpose to blame it on Trump followers and Trump fans, which is exactly what they did. Now, those of us who followed this from the very beginning have seen audio and video of hidden surveillance showing that it indeed was the case. Infiltrators did this. Infiltrators pulled this off. And so this is an orchestrated event to blame Trump and to blame Trump supporters for this whole thing. So anyway, that came out this last week. Do a video search for that. Do a Google search. Look for that. Those infiltrators trying to blend in on that video from this, the insurrection. Now, McAfee, the John McAfee death. His body was found in a Barcelona, Spain jail cell. Allegedly died from a suicide. Now, McAfee has been on the run for a while. Has been the world's most interesting man here for about the last 8 years with the different predicaments he found himself in and doing. Now, he was about to get extradited to the U.S. prison system and out of Spain. Hours after that announcement was made, his body was found. That seems very strange. A lot of people thought he must have a dead man switch if it's true. If it's not true, he may have faked his own death and he's living somewhere else, working with the white hats. But regardless, the truth about him dying by suicide is ultimately false. Now, what was interesting, there was an Etherscan wallet, some cryptocurrency, that was activated after his death. And things started trading. Cryptocurrency started trading with a bank account wallet called WACKT. $WHACKD, WACKT. That was the same logo on John McAfee's arm that was tattooed called WACKT with the dollar sign. Basically, he said that he knows he's going to be killed. They're going to come after him. And he made several videos and statements to the effect of, if I'm ever dead, it's not a suicide. I have no intention of killing myself. I will never kill myself. I will be whacked. I will be suicided. So he put that tattoo out there. Interestingly enough, the cryptocurrency that was trading was under the call sign WACKT. And it started trading after the body was discovered. So was this a dead man switch? Possibly. Did the trading include text and code? Yes. Some of the hex data folks looked at and tried to decipher, it was a message of some sort was contained in that hexadecimal code that was being sent out. Now, the file was also found on Pirate Bay. The size was 31 terabytes. It was hosted by an account called JR Alive, was the host. And the code was capital letters NCSWIC. Well, John McAfee's stash of data that he wanted to release was mentioned several times, and it was 31 terabytes. Is that something else that was released as part of a dead man switch? I don't know. I can't clarify that. I'm just mentioning things that have come up since his alleged death. Now, the other thing was, after his death, the John McAfee Instagram account, someone on his account, after the news of his body was found that he was dead, posted an image of a Q, a black Q on a white background, uppercase, large Q. And so some have gone on to speculate that he was Q. I don't think that's the case. I don't think John McAfee was Q. Odds are leaning toward the fact of the matter that he may have been one of the 10 of the insiders of who knew what Q was doing. He may have been one of the 10. Three of the 10 Q mentioned had backgrounds that were non-military backgrounds. So was one of those three people McAfee? Could have been. Regardless, someone posted Q. That was not fake, that was not altered, that was not made up. That post was out there. The question is, who posted it? Now, if you look at the metadata within that file that was posted, that photo of Q, that image, there was also text and some interesting code embedded into that image. Now, since Instagram has taken that account down, Instagram pulled his Twitter account down, I think his Instagram account down, and various social media pages were all deleted. Now, I'm not sure why that would be. He didn't post anything obnoxious, false, or anything else to get his account shut down and banned. In fact, officially, he's dead. So why would Twitter or Instagram or anyone else pull down their accounts? Interesting. Also this week, Derek Chauvin, Minneapolis cop, accused of assisting in the killing of George Floyd, was sentenced to 22 and a half years in prison. That's very interesting. That made a lot of news. The election audit made a lot of news. Ivory Hecker, she was the other newscaster that came out to Project Veritas. She was in the news. April Moss, we mentioned her earlier, was in the news. Jill Biden.
Yeah.
Yep. Jill Biden made a comment, speech. She gave a speech, and in that comment, in that speech, she mentions the low vaccine rates. She mentions the low vaccine rates, and the crowd boos. The crowd boos her. Very interesting. If you see that case there of that instance of that live video footage, she gets angry, and she says, "Well, basically, you're booing yourself." So there's some hostility there, but I think people are waking up to the whole jab. Rudy Giuliani this week loses his law license. This took place on 6/24. I don't think that's a very newsworthy story, but it took up a lot of headlines in the mainstream news about him losing his law license. I'm not sure how that impacts anything, really. I don't think that's a news story. But Dr. Fauci went on the air and said there's a new Delta variant. A new Delta variant of the virus, COVID. Calls it, quote, the greatest threat in the United States, end quote. Now that is the kind of stuff we need to be looking for. Fauci coming up as the numbers are going down of the COVID deaths, COVID hospitalizations, and now we get this new variant just in time for the peak of summer. He goes out of his way to call it the greatest threat in the United States. Now Fauci needs to be, number one, fired, number two, hung for treason. But this is just getting obnoxious. Now, did anyone out there hear the Biden's goofy whispering at a press conference on 6/24? It seems like once a month, President Biden makes a weird press conference. He starts rambling. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He loses his train of thought. Once a month, something like this comes up. If you look back on June 24th, press conference he gave, he started whispering. One of the goofiest things I think that I've ever seen, but it happened nonetheless. You can look it up yourself. You can see that. Very strange. Now today, a boat containing 20 people, a boat was floating off the coast of Turks and Caicos on June 28th, today, with 20 people dead on board. Everyone dead. Investigators didn't know what happened. They don't know what killed them all. They don't suspect there's any foul play, but something happened. I don't know if this is newsworthy or not, or noteworthy, but it sure does seem strange. And I'll leave it at that. 20 dead people on a boat, no foul play. It's not like they were killed. It's not like they were murdered. They were just deceased. You think of carbon monoxide poisoning, something to that effect, but you're outside on a boat. What would have happened? And how long were they out there? So that's another story to follow. That's all I've got for today. Remember to check out all of our articles and content at eternalaffairsmedia.com. And if you feel so led to do so, please click the links in the description to support us financially. We are an entirely independent media operation and end times ministry. We rely on your support to continue providing you excellent content. Go to eternalaffairsmedia.com, bookmark the site, as well as sign up for the email newsletter in case they ever take our social media pages down. Thanks to our patrons, donors, helps keeps us going operationally. And please remember to share these episodes. Get these out there. Like I said, they're roughly 30 minutes long. They're quick, easy to listen to on a drive in the car or at home or during a workout. They are free. No need to subscribe. Once again, my name is Dan Hennen. Today is June 28th, 2021. Thanks for listening.
To rescue her, I know it's up to me.